The following is a paid commercial program. The views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent guarantees of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of WHUD or PAML Broadcasting. Mahoney Asset Management presents A GPS for Your Finances, hosted by their president and CEO, Ken Mahoney. Ken is a Hudson Valley resident and businessman with 27 years of experience in retirement, the markets, investment strategies, and more. He presents this show to help you navigate today's financial landscape, to make it easier for you to understand and to answer your questions. Now, here's the host of A GPS for Your Finances, Ken Mahoney.
And good morning and welcome to another edition of A GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us this early Sunday morning, really early. Today's topic, records are made to be broken. We're not talking about baseball records. We're talking about the market records. Dow Jones Industrial Average, the S&P 500, and NASDAQ all setting records. We're going to find out what's behind this move, why the market's going up, and as an investor, how to make you a better investor to identify when these things come up. So again, today's topic, records are made to be broken. And you know, with all the headlines, people are saying, how can the market be higher when you have an impeachment inquiry, which is probably going to turn into an impeachment, at least in the House? You have China and, you know, U.S. back and forth and jabbing at each other and everything's okay and we're close to a deal and then we're not close to a deal. We have phase one, phase two, phase three. Again, that's just a couple of the headlines. We have headlines all over the place. But you know what? The market mostly focuses on two areas, mostly in any environment. And that's not the headlines. It's actually that of interest rates and earnings. So we're going to tackle that in great detail today to make you a better investor, to understand really what makes the market tick. Because, you know, the headline spooks a lot of people. Again, we got past Halloween, the spooky period of time. But it does spook a lot of people because, of course, the headlines are never pretty. But you know, that's a challenge for a little bit, too, because, you know, they're never pretty for that matter. If you went to your garage like I have, and I have a bunch of newspapers that need to be thrown out. And I'll pick up one from 6 years ago or 4 years ago. I'll read the cover of it and I'll look at it and be like, wow, those were the headlines. I almost forgot about those headlines. They're not even there anymore. Same is true now. So while we are dealing with these headlines, we're always going to deal with these type of headlines. You're not going to pick up a newspaper and say, everything is wonderful. The economy is wonderful. The market's wonderful. And we have no issues. And we have no threats. Or we have no challenges. There's always going to be that out there. So there is a lot of noise that's out there. And we want to, you know, keep focused and try to stay focused as an investor on what is most vital to the outcome of the markets. And that's interest rates. And that is earnings. So let's tackle interest rates first. I think it's one of the biggest ones, and that's the Federal Reserve, what they call monetary policy, and how they regulate money to make it more expensive. Well, they raise rates to make it less expensive and make the economy move around a little bit more, have more fluidity, so to speak. Well, they can lower rates. Now, fiscal policy, by the way, is how they tax, how they, you know, Congress and President and so forth, how they tax and how they spend. But we'll tackle that some other time. Right now, we're going to focus on monetary policy. And I have to take you about a year ago now when Fed Chair Powell said, around October 4th, and I called him Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde. And the reason why is that he was all over the place. October 4th of 2018, he said, we're far away from neutral when it comes to interest rates, meaning we have a lot of rate increases to do here. In December 18th and December 19th meeting, the Fed meeting, December 19th, they did follow up and raise interest rates. And remember Christmas Eve of last year, things were kind of ugly then, right? I think the Dow was down 700 and some points on Christmas Eve when the market closed down at 1 o'clock. It was December to remember. But for all the wrong reasons. We're not talking about those car commercials. We're talking about the market going down because the threat of the Fed raising interest rates, making it harder for borrowers, making your home equity lines go up, making your credit card interest payments go up, making businesses, their equity lines and their business lines, their interest going up and the cost of borrowing going up. And everybody fretted because they say, oh my gosh, this could be yet what? This could be another problem. This could be another... Oh, this could be like 2008. And so we had a lot of that happen last year. And then on January 4th, at a meeting with Janet Yellen and Bernanke, as I call the Mount Rushmore of ex-Fed governors, he came to his senses and said, you know what? I'll be more patient when it comes to raising rates now. I will be more flexible with that of the balance sheet of the Fed. Well, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to A GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. I'm here with you every Sunday morning. Hopefully you got the toast going for me, eggs. You're going to invite me for coffee or tea one these days. But GPS for Your Finance, today's topic. Records are made to be broken. Yes, they are. We're breaking records here with the Dow Jones Industrial Average. The S&P 500 and the NASDAQ were all in sync, all setting records. We did have records back in July, and here we come again. And some of the reasons why we're setting records has to do with today's topic. records made to be broken because of interest rates and earnings. And I was just discussing about interest rates that Fed Chair Powell started off kind of Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde. He's talking about raising rates in late 2018. Everybody scratched their head and said, wait, there's no inflation. Part of the mandate of the Fed is to make sure we have full unemployment, which we do, and keep inflation at bay. Now, one way to keep inflation at bay is keep raising interest rates, you know, lower demand, and by lowering demand, lowering price and so forth. But, you know, it's funny. We're in a different environment right now. We have companies out there, one after another, cutting prices no matter what we do. It's great for us. From streaming services going down to brokers' commissions. You heard about that going down. So many areas. And think about Amazon. Think about Walmart. Think about all these structures. So back in 1965, the thought was, or 1975 too for that matter, you know, too much money chasing too few goods. If you kept interest rates too low, too long, money start going around and people start bidding up things and inflation would raise its ugly head. Now, there are some areas of inflation. We see a little bit in groceries and some here and there. But by and large, you've seen electronic prices come down. Look at TVs, what they were, like a 45-inch TV, what it is now, what it was 5 years ago. So you're seeing kind of like a structural difference. So the Fed was actually kind of going after a ghost here and saying, wait a second, by wages going up and unemployment rate going down, that's a lot of money floating around the economy. That's going to raise its ugly head of inflation. So they were kind of preemptively raising interest rates, even though there was no inflation. I hope you're getting all this. I'll give you a quiz at the end, a little Jeopardy quiz. And by raising rates to try and make sure no inflation would come through the pipeline of higher wages. But again, that's a 1965 or 1975 textbook that talked about too much money, low unemployment rate, higher wages, chasing too few goods. Now, again, people are chasing goods and buying goods, but we buy them on Amazon. We buy them at Walmart. We buy them discount. We buy them everywhere we can. At lower prices, we have a lot more choices. And that's something the Fed didn't understand. There was a structural difference here in our economy here now versus 1965, 1975, and the stupid models that they bore. So markets went through a lot of torment the end of December. But again, it left us clues that we do not want to fight the Fed. If the Fed's going to raise rates, and there'll be a cycle again when they raise interest rates, that we want to be very careful and maybe step aside for a while as they go through the tightening cycle, so to speak. However, right now they are hawkish. They're on our side, so to speak, the economy side of having growth in the economy, wanting more growth in the economy, cutting interest rates down three times this year to set the stage for hopefully a stronger economic growth. And citing the concerns of overseas, it made a lot of sense for them to cut rates. Well, we'll be right back right after these messages.
There are so many headlines in the market today. The headlines change by the tweet. One day it's China trade. The next day it's concerns about the economy slowing down. Now, if you're confused by all of this, you are not alone. Our friend Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management wrote a book with you in mind. It's called Not Your Father's Retirement, A GPS Guide to Retirement. And because you're a WHUD listener, it's available for the first 20 callers this morning. The early bird gets the worm. 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101. Get this book for free. Ken's book is available from Amazon and Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but free for the first 20 callers right now. Get this financial life-changing book for free at 845-371-0101. Now, you may be making mistakes so you don't even realize you're making, and that may be costly to your financial health and your bottom line. So, if you're close to retirement or already retired, this book is perfect for you. Call 845-371-0101 and get it for free. Ken has given out thousands of books to listeners in the Hudson Valley. Now it's your time to get this book called Not Your Father's Retirement at 845-371-0101.
And welcome back to GPS for Your Finances as we tackle records are made to be broken. But before that, our good friend Mike Bennett offered my book for free, Not Your Father's Retirement. But now we're going to do that till we run out. We're getting close to running out, so please be the first 20 callers. The early bird gets the worm. So it's 845-371-0101. Again, it's 845-371-0101. I think it's a perfect companion to what we do here every Sunday morning. Sometimes you can join us, sometimes you can't. In the book, we cover taxes, retirement planning, asset allocation, all the things you need to know. And again, 845-371-0101. The book sells on Amazon and Barnes & Noble for $17.99. But I said the early bird, and this is early, guys, the early bird gets the worm. So call 845-371-0101. 0101. By the way, if you are driving, two hands on the wheel, come back home, WHUD.com, lower right-hand corner. There's a book offer right there. So we got you covered each way. Today's topic, records are made to be broken. But remember, right here at WHUD, I'm on the Mike and Casey Show, Monday through Friday, around 8:25 in the morning, when I give you the national business news, all the national markets, what they're doing right now, they're setting records, the Hudson Valley Index and local business news. We got you covered right here, Monday through Friday, around 8:25 in the morning. I'm on the famous Mike and Casey Show. And then on your way home, on the Andy Bell Show around 5:15, Bill Kugel, Mahoney Asset Management. Same thing. National business news, national averages, local Hudson Valley Index, local business news we got to cover right here. Now, if you want more information about what we do, go to MahoneyGPS.com. It's like a navigation bar. Kind of shows you kind of what we do, how we help you kind of plan for your future. And right after this morning, Casey's Health and Happiness Show is up at 6:30. So from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m., we got you covered, making you healthy, wealthy, and wise. We'll call the Healthy, Wealthy, Wise Hour. Casey coming up next. So don't leave your station right here on WHUD. So right before the break, we're giving you some great information about interest rates and don't fight the Fed, which Marty Schwab called back in the 1990s. And that was a period of time, fourth quarter of 2008, when the Fed said we're far away from neutral. They raised rates on December 19th. A week later, the markets sold off sharply, and we had December to remember, which is actually the worst December we've had since about 1933. So you can see there's a lot of noise out there, a lot of headlines that are popping all over the place. But I want you to remain focused on interest rates and earnings, and that's what today's topic is all about. Records are made to be broken, and the question is why and how does that happen? And that's what we're trying to dissect right now for you to become a better investor. So January 4th rolls around, and the Mount Rushmore of Fed governors are there, Janet Yellen, Bernanke, and now Fed Powell says, which I've called him Jekyll and Hyde, because you'll see why. First, he's going to raise rates. Now he's talking about lowering rates just a few weeks later, January 4th, and said, hey, we may have to lower rates here. We recognize things are weakening. Oh, duh. So with that, the market started going up higher. And if you look at a chart, it was pretty much straight down from October and almost straight up from January. And that's been leading to this market feeling pretty good. And now in 2020, the Fed has cut interest rates three separate times. Now, what does that do? First off, for home buyers, or you can now refinance. Rates have come down enough that you may be able to refinance. And again, make sure you stay in your home long enough to make up for closing costs. But that should put more money in your pocket, and that puts more money in the economy's pocket as well. Home equity lines, people use for college and home improvements, those rates come down too. That also puts more money in your pocket. Now think about businesses that have hundreds of millions of dollars, maybe even billions of dollars, that is borrowed on variable rates. And now interest rates come down and the cost of money has gone down, and that helps out businesses. So obviously helps out that way. But another way that really helps out to have low interest rates is that of money slushing into the markets, in the stock markets for that matter. So think about this. The 10-year treasury, a 10-year bond, the majority is 10 years from now, that's a long time, is yielding 1.8%. That is it. Now think about that. Less than 2% it pays. So if you're a pension manager and you're managing billions of dollars and you need to get the 5, 6, 7% per year for your employees, it's very difficult to invest a lot of money at 1.8%. And that's why you start seeing money, in addition to the cost savings of lower interest rates, as I said, for homeowners and for business owners. That's why you've seen so much money slushing into the stock market. You say, what the heck? I could buy this bank or this bank stock that yields over 2.5% and the 10-year treasury is yielding 1.8. Yes, the stock can go up, the stock can go down, but we'll take our chances. Now, conversely, let's say rates are really high and the 10-year treasury is yielding, let's say, 10%. Well, of course, a lot of money is going to come out of the stock market. Say, wait a second, I could put money into a 10-year treasury backed by full faith in the government, U.S. government, and they could print money if they need to. I can make 10% guaranteed. Money would slosh out of the market. Well, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to a GPS for your finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. I'm here every Sunday morning at 6 a.m. without fail. Today's topic, records are made to be broken. Dissecting some of these headlines, which don't really make a lot of sense why the market's setting records, but we're finding out it has a lot to do with interest rates and earnings. Now, we haven't even touched earnings yet. We will after this break. But going back to interest rates, as I mentioned, you think about it. So if CDs are yielding 10%, let's say, as they were at one point, let's say 7% or 10% for a two-year CD, gosh, you take a lot of money out of your market. You probably take money out of your 401ks. You take money out and say, I'll lock in 7%, 10%. So the inverse is true, or the corollary is true too, which means if rates are very low and now CDs are yielding 1 or 1.5%, you say to yourself, you know what? I'll take a shot at the stock market. And that's how we see the ebb and flow. So by lowering interest rates, the Fed has done a couple things and made it easier to circulate more money insofar as individuals able to refinance. And that's really important for them to be able to refinance and bring down their mortgage rates and have more money in their pocket. Home equity lines for businesses. But the other thing that really helps with interest rates, it actually flushes money out of safe havens into more investment, so to speak. So that's why it's really important to understand what the Fed is doing at different times and also to match what they're doing with what you're thinking. Again, I'm not asking you to go 100% in stocks because now the Fed is more accommodative, more dovish, as they call it, as they've cut rates. Nor do I want you to go 0% in stocks when the Fed is raising interest rates. You know, but at least be aware of what's happening because that's why the market's setting records now. It is because of, I guess, China-U.S. finally working something out. We don't know what it is. I call it the boomerang story. It keeps coming back. Earnings have been really good, and after break, we'll talk about earnings and how that impacts the market. And of course, interest rates is the leader. You saw what happened fourth quarter 2018. It was all because interest rates were going higher. If you saw what happened first quarter 2019, that's because interest rates were going lower. And you could see the real impact of Fed policy, monetary policy, what Fed Chair Powell is doing, and how the market responds. We'll be right back right after these messages.
There are so many headlines in the market today. The headlines change by the tweet. One day it's China trade. The next day it's concerns about the economy slowing down. Now, if you're confused by all of this, you are not alone. Our friend Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management wrote a book with you in mind. It's called Not Your Father's Retirement, A GPS Guide to Retirement. And because you're a WHUD listener, it's available for the first 20 callers this morning. The early bird gets the worm. 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101. Get this book for free. Ken's book is available from Amazon and Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but free for the first 20 callers right now. Get this financial life-changing book for free at 845-371-0101. Now, you may be making mistakes so you don't even realize you're making, and that may be costly to your financial health and your bottom line. So, if you're close to retirement or already retired, this book is perfect for you. Call 845-371-0101 and get it for free. Ken has given out thousands of books to listeners in the Hudson Valley. Now it's your time to get this book called Not Your Father's Retirement. At 845-371-0101.
And welcome back to GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us this Sunday morning. And you just heard from our pal, Mike Bennett, offer our books for free. What does he do? Oh, we asked him to do that because we want to give away our books before they skip. So we still have a little pile left here. Act now, 845-371-0101. Again, 845-371-0101. I think it's a perfect companion to what we do here. Not Your Father's Retirement. You can kind of almost guess what the book's about. Semi-autobiography, actually, by my father, who worked at Local 38, a union. He had an annuity. He had a pension, health care, dental, vision. He had it all. Some of us don't have that, but the book talks about how you can try to create some of those things and strategy step by step. So for $17.99 on Amazon and Barnes & Noble, or you're the early bird gets the worm. The first 20 calls right now will get that book for free. Pen in hand, ready, here we go. 845-371-0101. Again, 845-371-0101. Today's topic on GPS for Your Finances, records are made to be broken. And I guess we're scratching our head and saying, look at these headlines, impeachment inquiry and China and I don't know, you name it, we got it all going on. But how's the market going higher? It makes no sense. Well, it does make sense when you start stripping down, and that's what we're trying to understand now. Interest rates and earnings have a great impact to the market, especially interest rates that we covered now for the first two segments. I talked about when low interest rates, like CDs, are yielding 1% or 2%, or the 10-year treasury yielding 1.8%, investors, and I mean investors, not just us buying 100 shares or 200 shares, but big investors, big money managers, pension fund managers, you know, they have a bogey to make 6, 7, 8% for their employees, let's say. How are they going to do that with a 1.8% yield on treasury? And that's why more money floats into stocks when interest rates are so low. We also said also lower interest rates help consumers. You know, home equity lines go down. More money in their pockets. More money to go out shopping. Helps keep the economy moving along. Now earnings. Now companies had a really good quarter. Now we've heard so many companies have done really well. Old technology companies like Microsoft and Intel did better than expected, and their stocks were rewarded for it. Again, we don't know this before earnings. JP Morgan, Big Bank, actually they set record earnings. Tesla, a new technology, obviously electric cars seem buzzing around out there. They did better than expected, and their stock was called higher. Some misses like Twitter comes to mind. Other stocks that didn't do so well during the quarter and their stocks went down. But if companies have strong earnings, that it's a decent economy, and those companies can thrive in those economies, so many good things happen with earnings. When you have good earnings, companies have good earnings, they can do a lot with that extra money. They can buy back stock. In fact, we have record-setting buybacks. I'll say it again, record-setting buybacks. $800 to $900 billion of companies, $900 billion worth of stock bought by companies, I should say. And also, when you have these low interest rates and you have great earnings like we've seen here in this, or at least good earnings, maybe I shouldn't say great, but good earnings, these companies can buy back stock, which they're doing in droves, setting records. They can raise their dividends. Shareholders love that. Of course, they love that, getting a higher dividend. So when companies have more money on their balance sheets, they could also buy the competitors. So a lot of good things happen when companies have more money on their balance sheets and they can do things with it. We've seen through this earnings cycle that a number of companies have said, hey, we had a good quarter. We think going forward, we're going to do just as well, if not better. We're going to raise our dividend because we have extra cash flow. We're even going to continue to buy back stock. We think our stock is cheap. And we may even buy our competitors. So we've seen that through this earnings cycle. I'm not going to go one by one of the companies that did all those things. You can look that up. But if you're going to be into a company, obviously the prospects for a company has to do with their earnings. So if companies have good earnings over time and accelerate those earnings, most likely you're going to be with a winner. Conversely, if you're with a company that keeps losing money and keeps having these fits and stalls, but Ken, the stock's cheap. I'm like, yeah, it's cheap for a reason because they keep losing money. So keep that in mind. I'm not going to try to tell you how to pick stocks, but certainly companies that have better earnings can do a lot with those earnings. So when we try to get on these headlines and these gnawing headlines at us every day as investors, and we strip it down, we look at interest rates and earnings, well, that's going to help us become better investors. But if you're just tuning in, you're listening to a GPS for your finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management. Today's topic, records are made to be broken. We're setting records all over the place. And why is that? Well, I think it has to do with interest rates and earnings. Now, right here on WHD, Mike and Casey in the morning, around 8:25, I'm on and I talk about the national news, national business news, that is, the national averages, the Dow Jones Industrial Average, the S&P 500, the NASDAQ. I talk about the local Hudson Valley Index and local business news every morning, Monday through Friday. I'm on the Mike and Casey Show at 8:25. Please tune in. And on the way home, we got you covered. 5:15, the Andy Bales Show. Bill Kugel, Mahoney Asset Management. Same thing. It's going to give you the national averages, national business news, local Hudson Valley Index, and of course, the Hudson Valley News. We got you all covered here Monday through Friday, 8:25 in the morning, 5:15 p.m. We take a breather on Saturday, and we're back here on Sunday. Also, if you want more information about what we do, go to MahoneyGPS.com and stay tuned right after this show. The Casey Health and Happiness Show is up next at 6:30. And now, so think about it, from 6 to 7 a.m. on Sunday mornings, we got you covered. We got you healthy, wealthy, and wise. So back to today's topic, records are made to be broken. Stripping through that, trying to figure out what's happening. We spent a lot of time in interest rates. Now we're talking about earnings, and companies can do a lot of things when they have good earnings. Now, you think about, in contrast, 2008 and 2009. Hate to bring it back there, but we need that because it's a good post to take a look at. What was happening? Well, banks were losing money in droves. Again, real estate prices were going down. Consumers' confidence were going down. They weren't going out buying big items like cars. They weren't going out. It's like this vicious cycle we got ourselves into. This kind of not buying, let's say, even like new laundry mats and so forth. So all these things were happening all around the same time in 2008, 2009, and the market went down. Why? Well, the market went down for a lot of reasons, but it was companies' earnings. Companies were losing money instead of making money and buying back more stock, as we mentioned, or making more money and raising their dividend. We had companies cutting their dividend down to zero in some cases. So that shows you how interesting earnings are in an earnings cycle. So we have a decent economy, which we do now. Companies can thrive in that, have decent earnings, buy back stock, raise dividends. And we have times when we have the big R, the big recession, where things are not so pretty and companies don't do well and companies cut their guidance, cut their dividends, and just the opposite of where we are now. Well, I've always enjoyed being with you on Sunday mornings. I hope you learned a lot about today's topic. Records are made to be broken. Keep your eyes on interest rates, keep your eye on earnings, and stay away from the crazy headlines that may actually make you jump out of stocks at the wrong time. For Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management, I hope you have a happy, healthy, and a prosperous one.
You've been listening to A GPS for Your Finances with Ken Mahoney, the president and CEO of Mahoney Asset Management. This is a paid commercial program, and the views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent guarantees of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of WHUD or PAML Broadcasting. You can listen to previous editions of A GPS for Your Finances on demand by visiting WHUD.com. If you'd like to ask a question, email Ken at MahoneyGPS.com, and Ken will answer it on the next edition of A GPS for Your Finances, next Sunday morning at 6 a.m. on 100.7 WHUD.